So we're in Simin Reish Tzadi Tes. Okay, right, we went a little bit out of where we did Chin, but now we're finishing up Reish Tzadi Tes. So yesterday we did Zion and Ches. I just want to go over Zion and Ches. We're talking about making Havdalah when you're about to eat Malava Malka. So if there's going to be wine at the Malava Malka, so the question is, does the bar pegafen on the Havdalah pater the wine that you're going to have in the middle of the Malava Malka? So it's a machlokes. But we come out, so machlokes if you have to make a bracha achrona on the Havdalah wine, which is related to whether you have to make another bracha rishona on the Havdalah wine in the middle of the Malava Malka. It's a machlokes, and we come out safik brachos lahakeh, which means you're not going to make a bracha achrona on the Havdalah wine, and you're going to use that bar pregafen to cover also the wine that you had in the middle of the meal. And then when you bench, so the benching, just like the benching covers the wine you had in the middle of the meal, the benching is also going to cover the wine you had at the beginning of the meal. Now, on that, I got a little... Okay, on that, the Mishabura points out, if you want to... Because that... Meaning, that's a bottom line, but it's not a real bottom line. It's a suffix brachos, so it's a, like a fallback bottom line. But it would be better, the Shulchan Aruch says, in Kuf Ayin Dalet Dalet, okay, in the middle of Chelik Beis, where he talks about the bracha of wine in the Suda, it would be better to have explicit kavana not to pater the wine that's coming in the middle of the meal. And once you have explicit kavana not to pater it, so then for sure it's not going to pater it. And then you would make a bracha achrona according to everybody, and then you'd make another bracha on the wine in the middle of the meal. Okay, there's a discussion how you're allowed to do that, because it's a gorim and bracha shena tzricha. Usually we say you're allowed to be gorim bracha shena tzricha to avoid a shayla of a suffix bracha. So here, the other way, you know, just suffix brachas lakeh. Okay, that's kuf, that's reish tzadi tes zayin, and the beginning of ches. Then the rest of ches discusses where he has no other wine. So if you have no other wine, you're not drinking wine, you're not a wine drinker, you're not drinking wine in the middle of Malava Malka. So really, you should make a bracha chrona on the Havdalah wine. If a person did not make a bracha chrona on the Havdalah wine, and he already benched, so b'di'evet, we say that the benching is going to cover the Havdalah wine. Okay? That's a big machlokes. And again, we're going to go with suffik brachos lakeh. This is the shita of the Magen Rabbah and the Gra. They see just like benching covers the Kiddush wine, benching is going to cover the Havdalah wine. Now over there in Kufayin Dalet, it's very sad, like you pointed out yesterday, it's not so simple that the benching covers the Kiddush wine. Now there is a fundamental difference in Kiddush and Havdalah, says the Tur, because Kiddush is part of the Suda, Havdalah is not. But according to Magen Avraham and the Gra, it's the same, and the benching is going to cover both. But you still should lechatchila make a bracha achrona on the wine before benching, just bid the evid. If you already bench, so then we say the benching covered the Havdalah wine. Okay, now we're up to Reish Tzadi Tes. Im rotze lisel tekef lahavdala. If you want to have a suda right after Havdalah, tzarich lizeher shlo yavi lechem b'shulchan kodem Havdalah. You shouldn't bring the bread to the table before Havdalah. Right? It's the same issue that we have by Kiddush. Right. Im hevi poris of mapa mechasena, you should cover the bread. Why? The pishu muknam b'pasuk v'tzarech lakdimo im lo yichasenu. Because it comes earlier in the pasuk, which is actually very interesting, because usually we say by different brachos, we don't go by the pasuk. And the real reason is just because there's a kedima in the chashivas of the bracha itself. Okay.
You cover the olives when you make Kiddush.
Right. Right. So if you were going by the pasuk, you wouldn't have to cover the olives. In Echinami, I don't think you have to cover the olives. We go, you know, there's a, we discuss Hamaga Eish, usually as a general rule, first comes Hamotzi, then comes Mezonos, then comes Bar Pir Gafim. So yeah, I didn't chop that. I have nothing to say about it, because we discussed this a long time ago. I didn't notice it until you mentioned it. So, okay, that's Siftes. You know, here it's just covering, because that bracha is supposed to come first. Why it's supposed to come first, he says it's Mukhtam B'Pasuk. Okay, interesting. There is shita like that, but I don't know. I mean, the Shulchan Aruch says it. Okay, Sif Yud. Okay, Sif Yud is a very juicy sugya. Okay, based off of a Gemara, Shabbos, and Daf Kuf Nun Omer Aleph. The Mishnah in Shabbos, Kuf Nun Omer Aleph, says there's something called being Machshech Al Tchum. There's something called Tchum. You're not allowed to go more than 2,000 Amos out of the city on Shabbos. Now, if you have something to do right outside the Tchum, in certain cases, which we're not going to discuss right now, in certain cases, you're allowed to be Machshech Al Tchum. It means you're allowed to go to the 2,000 yard line, to the end of the Tchum, you wait there till after Shabbos, and then after Shabbos you're going to go out. Now, you're not always allowed to do that, but in certain cases you're allowed to do that. So the Mishnah says you're allowed to do that to watch your fruit. There are fruit out there, you want to watch them. And then after Shabbos, you go over the 2,000 yard line, it's not Shabbos, and you bring back peros. So now the guy's in the middle of a field, he's out in the boondocks, right? He's 2,000 amos out of the city by some field of his field. So Gemara asks, how can he bring back the fruit? He didn't make Abdallah. So Gemara says, and you're now allowed to, you know, do stuff before Abdallah. So Gemara says, well, maybe Dav Amarev. But you still, even if you Dav Amarev, you need to make Abdallah Alakos. So one answer the Gemara gives is, it's a vineyard, and he has wine out there in the field, and he made Abdallah in the field. Then the Gemara says, "Amalei Rav Abba, Rav Ashi, but Ma'arava in Eretz Yisrael, Amin Hachi." We say, like, "Amin Hachi, Hamavde Mikodesh Lachol." We just say, "Hamavde Mikodesh Lachol," and then we do what we need to do. Va'avdinan Tzarchin. Then the Gemara says, "Amar Rav Ashi, when it says Hamavde Mikodesh Lachol," we say, "Hamavde Mikodesh Lachol," "Umisaltinan Silti," and then we chop our wood. Okay, so the question, what is this Baruch HaMavdim in Kodesh Lachol? So a lot of Rishonim hold, even though he doesn't have a cup of wine, he's going to say, Baruch HaTo Hashem, Elokeinu Melech HaLam, HaMavdim in Kodesh Lachol. A lot of Rishonim say that. Rashi says, no, it's just a Heker Ba'alma, and afterwards he's going to make Abdallah Alakos. Where's this run? Okay, so according to Rashi, you're saying Baruch HaMavdim Mikodesh Lachol like we do without Shem Hashem. That's enough. And Rashi holds that if you say Baruch HaMavdim Mikodesh Lachol, or you daven Ma'ariv and you say Atachon Otanu, you're allowed to do whatever you want. Shabbos is over, you could turn on the lights, you could drive your car, do whatever you want, and later, you have, and at some point, you'll make Abdallah. The Ran brings down that the Rif holds, the Rif and the Rosh both say that when it says here Baruch HaMavdim Mikodesh Lachol, it means B'Shem Hashem, Shem V'Malchus. Baruch HaTashem V'Shem HaMavdim Mikodesh Lachol, even though he doesn't have a cup of wine, and then he got to do it again on the cup of wine. And the other thing they hold, the Rambam also like this, that even though you were Mavdil in Tefillah, you're still Aser B'Malacha. Being Mavdil in Tefillah is not good enough. Okay, the Beis Yosef says that we're talking about an Issa Derabbanan, right? Shabbos is over. So the fact that you didn't make Abdullah yet and you're not to do Malacha to make Abdullah, that's a Din Derabbanan. He says even though the Rambam and the Rosh say that Davening Ma'ariv and being saying Atachon Tano is good enough, they say it's not good enough. Beis Yosef holds it is good enough. You say Yemavdil and Tefillah, or Yemavdil Baruch HaMavdim Kodesh Lachol, and he says we're not going to say Shem Hashem. It's all, you know, big machlokas, suffik brachos, suffik derabon, suffik brachos. He goes lakula on both counts. Now there is a Rabbeinu Yerucham, and Rabbeinu Yerucham says kolzeh. We don't know what kolzeh is, but this is about malacha like weaving or writing, but just to light a candle or just to carry outside the rishus. You don't need all this. So the Beis Yosef's like, I don't know what Rabbeinu Yerucham is talking about. What's the difference if you're doing a malacha of lighting a fire, you're doing a malacha of writing a letter? It's the same thing. There shouldn't be a difference. Okay? We're going to see the Ramah going to bring down Rabbeinu Yerucham. Let's put that on hold for now. Let's see the Shulchan Aruch. Reish, Tzadi, Tes, Yud. Aser lasos shum malacha kodim shiyatil. You're not allowed to do any malacha until you're mavdil. What does that mean? continues the Shulchan Aruch. Avim hivda betfila. If you did have dalan tfila, atachanam tanu mutter. You're allowed to do malacha after being shadan hivda alakos. Even though you didn't yet make avdal alakos, you mavdil and tfila. That's good enough. You tell lots of malacha kodim shivda betfila. You want to do malacha Shabbos is over. You didn't yet daven mariv. Omer hamavdil bein hakodesh bein hachol below bracha ve'osa malacha. You say bracha. You say we don't say the hakodesh hachol. I don't think. Then you say bracha. And so, do malacha. Now, again, the Rambam and the Rosh hold it's not good enough. Even if you're mavdil and tefillah, you still can't do malacha. And the Rif and the Rosh hold if you want to do malacha, even though you don't have a coast, you have to say, Baruch HaMavdil B'Hashem Hashem. Baruch HaMavdil B'Hashem Hashem. Right? And the Shulchan Aruch would normally pass like the Rambam and the Rosh. But here we're dealing with Suffolk Brachos and Dinim Derabanan. And so the Shulchan Aruch goes Lekula on both counts. You don't need to say Shem Hashem when you say Baruch HaMavdil B'Hashem. And that's good enough. And Havdalah B'Tfilah is good enough. And then you could do Malacha. Mishabat Sivkatan Lamin Gimo. Kodem Shiavdil. Kevan, Kodem Shiavdil before Abdullah. I feel me Shatakshach, even though it's dark, you still can't do Malacha until you do Abdullah. Kevan Shlohintil Adayan, since you didn't yet do Abdullah, whatever Abdullah means. Chal b'mikzas k'dusha Shabbos olav v'asher chazab b'malacha. There's still a piece of Shabbos, k'dusha Shabbos is still upon him, and Chazal say, until you do Abdullah, it's all your asher b'malacha. So Omer Hamavdil, Belavush is Omer, Baruch Hamavdil, Bein HaKodesh, Bein HaChol, Mikol Makom, Eino Nikra Zeh Bracha. This is not called a Bracha. Why? Because we have a rule. Kevin Sheino Omer Bashem Malchus. Any Bracha that doesn't have Shem V'Malchus, Shem Hashem, and Malchus, Melech Olam, is not a Bracha. So why is this good enough? Uma Shadai Belashin Zeh Le'inyan Asiyas Malacha. So this is good enough in order to do Malacha. This is like Rashi. Shula Kera Ba'alma. It's just a hecker. It should be recognizable. Lelavas is a melech. You being lelav the melech, and Shabbos is over. Mishmas sivkat alamide bein hakodesh. Bein tzarich lama kala lashin shel avdala. You don't need to say the whole lashin. Come akum. Inyan achila. You want to eat? No. Lo mahani achiyad avdala gemur alakos. You can't eat until you do avdala alakos. Oh, this is very interesting, Mishabura. Look what he says. Leinyan achila lo mahani achiyad avdala gemur alakos. You can't eat until you do avdala gemur alakos. If he would end there, everything would be fine. And the answer v'gam betfila. Read v'gam betfila. So usually tefillah comes first, usually, atachon etanu, then avdala ala, and you can't, we know you can't eat avdala ala kos. What if you flip it around? I have a son, he gets a good nap Shabbos afternoon, and I wake him up, and I come home from Maariv, from the first Maariv, I wake him up, and I make avdala, and then he goes out to the third Maariv, the caliph. So is he allowed to eat at that point? So I would think he is allowed to eat at that point, he heard avdala. He didn't have a Maariv yet. Okay, so it's like every night before Maariv. Maybe he can't eat bread, but I would think he eat an apple. He heard Abdullah. So according to this Mishabura, it sounds like, not like this, it's a Gam B'Tfila. Now, the issue brings down for Rav Vosner that he doesn't mean it, even though it sounds like that. That's not what he means. He just means he didn't have Abdullah ala kos. However, it doesn't sound like that. Look at the Shara Tzion Ois Mem Vav on the bottom. What? My son? Before his nap. Okay, Sharat Siyun Ois Mem Vav Achronim Im Lo Shehispale V'Shachach Lehavdil The Oz Dai B'Kos Levad. If, let's say a person davens Maariv, he forgets to say Atachon Antanim. Okay, it's not a problem. He goes and he benches, he does Havdalah Ala Kos, he's allowed to eat, no problem. Right? But sounds like if you flip the order, it's not good enough. If you didn't have Maariv yet, so you and it makes sense. The Iker Takana of Abdullah was in Tfilah, even though on the coast is Muhammad, you can't eat. Sounds like here you need both. It's interesting. I don't know, you know, that's the Salim in the Shabura. Rav Vosner says not like that. Somebody means, I don't know. Alright, okay. Haggad note says the Ramah. Women who usually don't daven Maariv or don't daven Maariv Motzei Shabbos. We should teach them to say Hamavdim in Kodesh L'chol. Kodim Shiasim Malacha before they do any Malacha. Okay, so here this is Rabbeinu Yerucham. Let's read it. Yeshomim dekolze b'melacha gemura kamo kosev v'oreg, writing and weaving. But just lighting a fire, oh, tzomir shus v'shus, which are both isure daraisa, right? They are both avos malacha. In tzarech lezeh, you don't need this. So what does the Rabbein Yerucha mean? So from the Ramah, it seems, and this is the way the Taz explains the Ramah. They're really, once Shabbos is over, Shabbos is over. You didn't make Abdallah, Shabbos is over. Mikra din Shabbos is over. Even if you don't make Abdallah. But Chachamim said that you really shouldn't do stuff until you make Abdallah. And he says it makes sense that that's only the Lashon he uses, Meleches Uman. Something that takes a professional to do. But just turning on a light, and just, what was the other example? Just carrying something outside. Those are very simple things. It's not like fancier, like writing, weaving. Let's say, like, you know, we'd have by Cholomoi type of thing, you know? Some things are awesome in Cholomoi, some things are mutter. So that's how the Taz explains the Rabbein Yerucham. That seems to be what the Ramah is saying, which means according to this Taz Ramah, which we're going to see we don't paskin like, a person can turn a light without saying Baruch Ham Avdim Kodesh L'chol. Right? That's what he said. Look at the Ba'amah Tzor. Ain't Tzor. Comes along the Magen Avraham and he says, no. You didn't understand Rabbein Yerucham. Rabbein Yerucham is going on the Rambam. What did the Rambam say? The Rambam is the most machmir, he said. Rambam says, even if you're mavdil and tefillah, that's not good enough. You have to be mavdil ala kos. You can't do nothing until you're mavdil ala kos. On that, Rabbein Yerucham says, no. That chumra of the Rambam, that you can't do any malacha until you mamish to havdalah ala kos, that's only meleches uman. That's only something like writing and weaving. But if you're mavdil and tefillah, that's enough for little things. To turn on the light, to carry something outdoors, and things like that. So it's one views it as a. Well, they're both kulas, but it depends how you view it. The Magen Avraham ends up being a chumra because it's a kula in a Rambam that we don't paskin like. A very machmir Rambam that says you can't do anything after Abdullah b'tfila until you're mavdil ala kos. I got to ask the Shaila, how do you light the Abdallah candle? If you can't do any malacha at all before Abdallah ala kos, so how do you light the Abdallah candle? Okay. So now let's see that again inside. V'yeshomrim, the kolzeh b'malacha gemura, a complete malacha gegon kosev oreg, aval hadlok asener ba'alma, when it just comes to lighting a candle, oh ho tzomer shosu shosu carrying outside, ain't tzarech lezeh, and the Ramah is saying, you don't need to make, it sounds like you don't need to say a mavzim kodesh l'chol, he's talking to the women, right? It's like almost like a hemshech of the women. He spells it out. Right when people say Baruchu, they would start lighting, right? They didn't have fancy lighting in shul back in the day. So as soon as they said Baruchu, and it was already Shabbos is over, so even though they didn't say Hamav the Mekar Shachol, they would turn on the lights, whatever they would do, however they would create light in shul. And that's the minute to make, even says the Ramah, even though they didn't, the minute is to be make like this. Rabbeinu Yerucham Lekula, that you don't need even to say Hamav Demikodesh L'chol to do small malachos. However, concludes the Ramah, Aval Iker, not like that. Iker Kesvar Rishona, that you shouldn't do that. You should say Hamav Demikodesh L'chol. Mishnah Berurah Sifkat and Lamed Tes says, I am Magen Avraham Shemefakfik Ma'od Al Minigzeh. He doesn't like this at all. They are turning on lights without saying Hamav Demikodesh L'chol. V'chein Bebeis Yosef. The Minayin Lamed the Svar is very difficult. They're both. They're all. He gave four examples. Two Amotah, two Arah. So they're all four, each, you know, even Stephen, Yisurei Daraisa, Avos Malacha, and Shabbos. What's going on? So, Minayi Lon Chalik Be Malacha Le Malacha. So, Dirshu brings down a Svara from the Brisker Rav that it's not, the reason not to do Malacha before Avdallah, right, according to the Shittas over here, it's not a Din in Hilcha Shabbos. In Achina Hilcha Shabbos, these four Malachas are the same. They're all Avos Malacha. They're all the same. He does it on Shabbos, Bemezer, Asra, Yisrael, Skila. It's a din in kavod Avdallah. To do something that's more professional is lacking in kavod for Avdallah. To do something that's just turning a light is not lacking in kavod Avdallah. That's what Briscoe says. It's nothing to do with Hilcha Shabbos anymore. It has to do with kavod Avdallah. Fine. So it continues the Mishnah Berura. So the Magen Avraham doesn't like this Rabbi Yerucham, and the Beis Yosef doesn't like it either. Why should we just differentiate, make a chilek between different malachos? The Gam Rabbi Yerucham, Efshe Shelo Kibin LaHakam, Zarak Achashid BeTfila. Rabbi Yerucham, who says that he's telling you that even without saying any form of Abdullah whatsoever, you can turn on the light? Maybe he's going on the Rambam, right? This is basically spelling out the Magen Avraham. When the Rambam says you can't do any malacha after Maariv, even after Atachon Antano, he says, no, you can't do big malachas. Little malachas he can do. He's not going on Stam, you don't need to say Hamalta B'Kashachal at all. He's going on, you already did Avdala B'Tfila, and now it's a Chumrah. Even though I did Avdala B'Tfila, there's still certain things that I can't do until I do Avdala Alakos. The Alkei Masik, the Magen Avraham, the Yesh Lidrosh Barabim, you should teach everyone, Shiyalam Dubino Sam, teach your daughters, Lomar Hamavdim B'Kashachal. No one should do any malacha whatsoever until they say Hamadur Kodeshachom. We call Shigain certainly also Shemavaros, Eitzi, Ve'eshu, Machamos, Mayim, those who are heating up water after Shabbos. You know, you gotta turn on the dud, you gotta heat up the water to do the dishes. It's a habi malacha sheish batorach, that's already a bigger deal malacha, it's not just lighting a candle. Ulukulei al ma'aser, v'chein kasu sharachornim, until you say Hamadur Kodeshachom. Now on the Shabbos. So here he just came out against the Ramah, the Ramah is also against, he says. The Ikkar is not like that, but basically coming out against the Taz, that don't think you can do anything before doing some form of Abdallah, Hamal Dibi Karshachal, or Atachon Atanu, he can't do anything. And now the Shahatzion, takes it one step further, and brings down the Chumrah of the Magen Avraham. The Derech Chaim is Machmir more, like the Magen Avraham. The Abba Achashid B'Tvila, even after Abdullah B'Tvila, there ain't Mutarak Lahad the Kaner V'Chadameh. You can't do little malachas. Lo malacha shish batorach, not malacha that has with it a tircha. The way the Ramah brings it down, Ledina ein lismochalze. The dialana b'masha hekel ha'shulchanach ledechacha mina glaka b'malacha acha shidu b'tfila. Oh, ba'amiras hamavdu luchud. The harbirish and machmirim is it's enough that we're not going with the Rambam and the Rush and big Rishonim who say that you can't do any malacha until your mavdil ala kos. We don't pass it like that. So that's enough of a kula. Take that kula. Don't take it one step further and start saying that you can do certain malachas without doing any form of Abdallah at all. K'moshe kazeh Yosef. V'naka od Yosef degam of debet tefila lo tzarech. That we're not going to say. V'yoser mizeh mistavila ma'ayin b'rabini yirucham gufa degam hu lo heikel b'zeh kim acha shiv debet tefila. So this is the way the Magen Avraham explains. Rabbini Yerucham is going at the Rambam. The Rambam says, even after Abdallah b'tfila, no malacha. Rabbini Yerucham says, no big malachas, no kosev, no oreg, but you can light a candle, you can carry things outside. No, the daraisa, lighting a candle, daraisa. Daraisa. He says, you can light a candle, Rabbini Yerucham. But we're talking about after Abdallah. The Gabbal Lachim says, Kim Achash in the Batrilam. After Abdallah Batrilam. The Gabbal has, Eino Mutter, Kim Badlaka Bechadameh, Velo Bishar Malacha. Okay, we have to finish up. Okay, so Lamaisa, you can't do any malacha until you say Amav de Bekodesh Lachol, and there's a chumrah to be machmir even after Amav de Bekodesh Lachol, even after Tachon Atano, not to do malacha that's a tircha, that's a big deal type of malacha until you bench on a coast. Mishmer doesn't pass like that, but he does mean there's a chumrah. If you want to be machmir, you don't have to be machmir. If you want to be machmir. Now, they also is brought down, I don't know, there's a Daki Moshe talks about not to do malacha until after Maariv, after the Kiddushah Desidra. Now, even malacha. Let's say after Vihi Noam and Aviyat HaKadosh, not do malacha at that point. Meaning, even though you already said Atachon Atanu, you should wait until the end of davening. After Atachon Atanu? Before? I don't think so. Oh, they discuss. I don't know.
Hey,
Vati. So, I don't know. Okay, let's finish up. Some say to go to out to the well to draw the water. The bear of Miriam spreads out to all the be'eros mayim on Motzei Shabbos. And someone who drinks from the bear Miriam, Yisrapim and Kotachaluav, he will be healed from all his medical problems. Velora Isi Lumin Exeter Rambam says, I don't see people do this. Vayin Leal Reish Samach Gimel, Mishemosim Chol Al Kodesh, Shemutu Lom Al Achash, Shemdil Lasos Lo Melacha. Oh, we didn't finish. Hey, sorry, Shonim, Shemusim Kot Amam, Ubal Nefesh. No, because he's telling us from the Zohar and the Or Zarua to wait until after Arav is over. Chazan HaKnesset, Mutu Hadik Ne'er Achar Shidu Batfila, O Omar Baruch Hamavdu Mekar Shachol. And he doesn't have to wait till end of davening because he already said Hamavdu Mekar Shachol Mishum Kavrat Tzibur. Sheyoshim B'choshech, he has to turn on the light in the Bayit Cham, it's dark. V'tiltul Hanir Shari L'Kol Yama. I don't know. I'm not going to have wrong. I have to look it up. What was the thing? And then the last line of the Mishnah Berurah over here in Reish Taitas, Ma'arili ha-mekapel ha-talish la-mekomo t'shabes, k'des asek b'mitzvah miyad. Right after Shabbos, he would fold up the talis so he can go right into another mitzvah. Kach she mitzvah.